Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's defense sector has just taken place, with the Defense Research and Development Organization, or DRDO, successfully testing an airdroppable container, a crucial technology for the Indian Navy's sustained operations in the Indian Ocean region. What makes this significant is that the ADC-150 airdroppable container was tested from AP-8I aircraft off the coast of Goa, demonstrating the Indian Navy's ability to resupply warships at sea without requiring them to break patrol for port calls. This is critical for India's naval deployment tempo in the Arabian Sea and Gulf of Aden, especially amid the ongoing Iranis conflict. But why does this matter? It matters because the Indian Navy needs to maintain its presence in these strategic waters, and airdroppable containers like the ADC-150 can play a vital role in ensuring that warships can stay at sea for longer periods. The development of the ADC-150 involved a team of experts from various DRDO laboratories, including the Naval Science and Technological Laboratory, or NSTL, in Visakhapatnam, which was responsible for the system design and integration. The Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment, or ADRED, in Agra, developed the parachute system, while the Center for Military Airworthiness and Certification, or CEMILAC, in Bangalore, provided the airworthiness certification. This collaborative effort is a testament to India's growing capabilities in defense research and development. Now, let us turn to the strategic significance of this development. The ADC-150 allows the Indian Navy to enhance its operational capabilities, particularly in the Indian Ocean region, where India is seeking to expand its influence. Remember this number, 290 kilometers, which is the range of the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile, a joint India-Russia venture that is the primary anti-ship weapon of the Nilgiri-class warships. Note this carefully, the BrahMos missile has a speed of Mach 2.8, nearly three times the speed of sound. The P-8I Neptune, from which the ADC-150 was tested, is the Indian Navy's primary long-range maritime patrol asset, with 12 aircraft in service, stationed at INS Rajli, Arakkonam. This aircraft has been deployed extensively for surveillance over the Indian Ocean, Bay of Bengal, and Arabian Sea. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is rapidly enhancing its maritime surveillance capabilities, which is essential for securing its interests in the region. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, the commissioning of the stealth frigate in Staragiri, which is scheduled to take place on 3rd April 2026, is also significant. The INS Staragiri is part of the Project 17, of which includes a total of 7 frigates, with 4 being built by Mazago Dock Limited, or MDL, and 3 by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, or GRSE. These frigates have a displacement of 6,670 tons, a length of nearly 149 meters, and are designed with stealth features, including reduced radar cross-section, infrared signature suppression, and acoustic quieting. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The ADC-150 airdroppable container has a payload capacity of up to 150 kilograms. The P-8I Neptune is the Indian Navy's primary long-range maritime patrol asset, with 12 aircraft in service. The NSTL is a DRDO laboratory located in Visakhapatnam, responsible for naval weapons and systems. The ADRED is a DRDO laboratory located in Agra, responsible for parachutes and aerial delivery systems. The CEMILAC is a laboratory located in Bangalore, responsible for military airworthiness certification. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your prelims preparation, as it involves key concepts such as the P-8I aircraft, NSTL, ADRED, CEMILAC, Project 17A and the BrahMos missile. For your mains preparation, this development is relevant to topics such as defense indigenization, Make in India in defense, and India's naval modernization strategy. Remember this number, 75%, which is the indigenous content of the Project 17 of frigates. Note this carefully, the supply chain for these frigates involves over 200 Indian micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. In conclusion, the successful testing of the ADC-150 airdroppable container and the upcoming commissioning of the Instaragiri stealth frigate are significant developments in India's defence sector, highlighting the country's growing capabilities in defence research and development and its commitment to enhancing its maritime surveillance and operational capabilities. This has important implications for India's strategic position in the Indian Ocean region, and is a key area of focus for your UPSC preparation.